Hi, turning back the clock on June 30, the day in 1936 when the classic novel Gone with the Wind was first published, turned into an epic film just 3 years later.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
One of those bizarre celebrity marriages happened in 1975, just a matter of days after Cher divorced Sonny, she married Greg Allman. Cher filed for divorce 10 days later, even though they did get back together for a while. Greg said Cher warned him.
One day she said to me, after we had realized that two of us had fallen in love, she said, you know, this could get you in some real trouble.
And it's the anniversary of Brazil's win over Germany in the 2002 FIFA World Cup.
Ronaldo! Oh, it's come off guard! Ronaldo! Brazil are in front! It's Ronaldo!
Topping the June 30 birthday list is Oz music legend and former Little River Band lead singer Glenn Shorrock. He turned 77. He was also the lead singer of the hit 60s band The Twilights, then Axiom, and had huge hits like this with LRB.
We'll go dancing in the dark, walking through the park and reminiscing.
Wayne Swan, the national president of the Labor Party and former deputy prime minister, is 67.
We make a forceful statement that ours is one of the world's strongest economies and fairest communities.
Wiggles founding member Murray Cook is 61 today.
Broccoli's good for you, Greg. It helps you to grow big and strong. Oh, this is great, Pastor Anthony.
Oh, thank you, Murray.
Mike Tyson turns 55, the youngest boxer ever to win the world heavyweight title.
The possibility I might come back, but if I do, I'm going to fight with the spirit of Mao.
Yeah! Former AFL star Ben Cousins turns 43, the winner of the 2005 Brownlow.
Running onto the ball is Cousins. Will this be the quick reply? Runs to 50. I think it may be.
And US swimming champion Michael Phelps is 36, the most successful Olympian of all time.
Can Phelps do it with a remarkable finish?
He did it!
He did! Incredible!
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of American comedy legend Buddy Hackett. He starred in the classic It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And did you know he was also the voice of Scuttle in The Little Mermaid? He was 78 when he died in 2003.
It's a dinglehopper. Humans use these little babies to straighten their hair out.
Remembering Buddy Hackett on June 30.